Welcome to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Tammy Bang Lu, and I'm here with my co-host Derek Mann. This week on Voices from the Frontlines, we'll be focusing on Order Now, a commentary series by the Strategy Center. We'll be joined by contributors Vijay Prashad on the present conflict in Iraq and how that's tied to the history of U.S. investment in systematic destruction of secular progressive nationalism in the Middle East, how many of the conservative forces in the Middle East politics are made in the USA. Then we'll have Leanne Hirst Mann on socialist feminism, reflections after 30 years, as she explores the difficult effort to intertwine into one fight, the cries for women's liberation and national liberation, with her own continuing commitment to the socialist project in the context of a world revolution against U.S. imperialism. So stay tuned. We'll be back with a commentary from Eric Mann. So I continue on with a racist, born equal lyricist, who will stay pissed as long as my people stay this. Can't see sometimes at night too many good dreams of freedom on the island, ready to join them freedom fighters, smiling in the face of destiny. Continue to bless me, please. No, don't let them come in my home and kill off all of my... Hey everybody, welcome to Happy August 29th. This is Eric Mann for the many Chicanos listening today and for those Movimiento Veteranos who were there on August 29th, 1970, the tremendous Chicano moratorium against the war in Vietnam, 30,000 Chicanos at a time when the Nixon administration was saying, gee, I thought only the blacks hated me. So this was a breakthrough in Chicano politics. Bill Gallegos has done some very nice writing on this. You can get it in, on some of his listservs. This was a big demonstration in Los Angeles. Three people were killed in that demonstration, including LA Times reporter Ruben Salazar. And it's become a rallying cry for the anti-war movement and for the left inside the Chicano movement ever since. There's, I think you know, Chicanos against the war right now, Chicanos and Latinos against the war in Iraq, trying to come out of that tradition. So that's just one moment in our history. Today also marks a very important holiday, the day that Police Chief Bratton just said that he's going to waive the standards for admission to the police department, and now if you smoke pot, it's okay. So I think that's really great, very progressive of him. I think everybody, in fact, even if you don't smoke pot, I think you should start. It might help your admissions to the LAPD. You can imagine, like, all these stoned officers walking around arresting other people. Hey, give me that joint. So it has very interesting flexibility, and I can imagine a bunch of stoned, you know, the LAPD is bad enough, whatever, sober. So... but that's interesting. We'll put that on a... So then the third thing, which is that this show is really a revolutionary infomercial for a magazine that just came out. It's its seventh edition, number seven, called Order Now. Order is, of course, Spanish for now, so it means now, now, or ahora, ahora. And it's edited by Leanne Hirst Mann, who's going to be our second guest today. And one of its chief contributors is Vijay Prashad, who's going to be on. And what I wanted to talk about very briefly is the concept of Let's Talk Politics. When I was in South Africa, I was just honored. I was on a panel and with the African National Congress, and it was called Urumbulu, and there were three or four of us on this panel. And I was told to keep my remarks to 20 minutes, which was fine, and everybody did. And the way they worked it there, there was about 350 people in the room, mainly black Africans. And after each of us spoke for about 20 minutes, then I went back onto the floor. And on the floor, like, almost everybody spoke for 7 or 8 minutes, and they would let it go for like an hour, you know. So you'd have 10 people speaking for about an hour. Then we'd speak for 20 minutes more. Then they'd speak another 10 minutes. Another 10 people would speak for an hour. This thing went on, I mean, a good 3.5-4 hours. And I realized that this was a culture that was awake. This was a revolution that was still happening. People were debating politics. People were nice enough to buy copies of my book, Dispatches from Durban. People read. People debated. Inside the left today, we've lost our culture of discussion and debate.
when we go on the buses, one of the things that scares us is not so much that the average masses disagree with us, which they don't. It's more that they don't care. It's that the average person today is in a deep sleep. And whether they say it's God's will that I'm on an overcrowded bus or I don't have time to think about things like that, but then you ask them, you know, what do you think about American Idol? Or, you know, oh, yeah, well, our trip, we just went to Vegas for the weekend and I, you know, was on the bus all weekend and didn't sleep, but we operated out of the bus and we had a great time. And so apparently they did find some passions, you know, but not the passion for politics. Now, this Thursday night, and we're going to be talking about it a lot, there's going to be an open forum to launch Ahora Now, which is a magazine, on September 1st at 7 p.m. at Caresen, which is a really beautiful facility, at 2845 West 7th Street in Los Angeles. And what's the cross street there, you know?
Tim? Hoover.
That's right, at Hoover.
The 7th.
And Hoover and 7th. And it's going to start at 7 o'clock. We'll accept donations, but nothing's required at the door. The most important thing is we'd like you to get copies of this new magazine. So the magazine, I'm looking at it in front of me, it sort of looks like the left-wing version of the New York Review of Books. It's big, very beautiful graphically. It has articles, Vijay Prashad, The Assassination of Nasserism, Barbara Lott Holland from the Bus Riders Union, Life as a Consciousness, Raising Experience, Leanne Hurst Mann will be our next guest after Vijay, Socialist Feminism Reflections After 30 Years, Kikanza Ramsey, Challenges to Young Organizers for Environmental Justice, Tammy Bang Lu, Action at the RNC, Stop the U.S., Mark Anthony Johnson, Protecting the Black Vote, A Dispatch from Liberty City, Miami, and Imagine Politics, A Call for Open Borders by designer and photographer Mizue Ezeke. So I don't know what left magazine you read or how many left magazines. You know, my whole subscription list consists of Men's Health, Gentleman's Quarterly, and Ahora Now. Those are the three I subscribe to. So, Sports Illustrated. So that's my fourth. So, I don't know. I don't subscribe to The Nation anymore. It comes too often and I don't agree with its politics. I read it, but it's not my politics. I don't subscribe to any other left magazines that I know of because I don't know of any other left magazines that are geared towards organizers. In other words, one of the things about Ahora Now is it's geared towards the questions of what should the movement do. I think that there's a phenomenal spate of terrific anti-imperialist analysis out there. I think there are a lot of people who are brilliantly analyzing the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, what's wrong with the Democrats, what's wrong with the Republicans, but they seem to have forgotten the question Lenin asked, which is what is to be done. And Ahora Now is written the other way. It assumes that you have an anti-imperialist analysis. It assumes you have an anti-racist analysis, but it assumes, frankly, that you're not clear what to do or you'd like a debate about what to do. So we really want you to come out this Thursday night to talk politics with us. After the six speakers, there'll be comments from the floor, and there'll also be a rich, even after the event, hanging around, which is another important part. We'd like you to get copies of Ahora Now. It's in English and Spanish. It was pretty exciting. We brought 100 copies to the youth program, a youth conference in Venezuela. And how many did Hugo Chavez buy? I'm trying to remember.
All 100.
He bought all 100, right. And look what the trouble it got him in. You know, I shouldn't have sent this to Pat Robertson. That was my mistake. So seriously, on the issue of the U.S. government threatening to assassinate one of the most progressive people in the world, it just calls for the need to build a left. It calls for the need to take seriously, let's talk politics.